Sorry, it was cutting out. What'd you say?
Well, I was upset last night.
Why?
New Orleans is not the place I want you to ever go again.
I don't really want to go there again, too. Well, I don't mind going there, but not doing what I did.
Oh. Well, they're all getting pretty spooky to me anyway, and then that comes up. I almost threw something at the TV, and I didn't because I didn't. I'd never be able to hook up another one. But it was something else.
Yeah, no, that voodoo thing kind of like, I was in a funk for a while.
Well, this voodoo thing, is that voodoo type stuff they do in New Orleans?
Yeah, it was different. It was like, I don't know what happened during that, like, it was weird. There was something else to that whole ritual, I think. Because it was supposed to open up, like, I don't know, it was supposed to open up all the spirits that were not allowed in there to come in. So it was probably something really gnarly that came in there. But it was weird. And then, like, I don't know, it seemed all off to me. And then when she left, it was just like, what just happened? And then it was just like, we're on our own. It was like, and it was that cool at first. And as soon as we split up and he went outside that little area, it was like, that's when it hit. That's when I was like, oh shit, we're not safe, you know? And then all of a sudden the growl happened. Nick comes running back and then the books start flying off. Like, dude, the energy level, the power, the lights kept going on and off. I mean, it was straight out of a horror movie. Like, it was scary. It was so scary.
And you could tell. Nick was scared. He kept running. It looked like he ran up some stairs, but I couldn't tell if he ran out. And then he yelled for you to get out, you know. And
and then what the stuff was coming through on the spirit box and EVPs, it was like, holy crap. Like, there was so much. It was crazy.
Well, and it seemed to all happen once there at the
left. Yeah, we were there for a while. Went upstairs, that was kind of spooky. Then when we went downstairs in the basement, they didn't show it, but there's stuff that was happening, but it was almost like whatever happened just ignited, and then they used it was almost like all their energy was used to, like, just, you know, get at us. And then when we went downstairs, they didn't show it because there just wasn't enough time, but it was interesting. There was a lot of weird, it was a different vibe down there, so...
Than it was up where you were.
I mean, like, it was two different Spookvilles. It was like,
yeah,
it was like downstairs was spooky, but it was just a different, like, it was a chiller spook, almost like there was some spirits on our side down there. It was really weird. And then that's how I felt. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, it could have. We didn't see that part. But
right. Well, they can only show so much. We need a 3-hour-long, 4-hour-long show.
Yeah, you needed another hour for that one because I was about ready to.
Dude, I was so scared watching that. Like, I was, like, hiding on the couch. It was scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was, too. I turned the lights on and everything, and I started praying because it was so real. And it was scary because your reaction and Nick's reaction were really you could have gotten it. Academy Award for it, you know, so I could tell it was...
That's pure
brilliant.
Fear, Grandma.
What?
Yeah, that's just fear.
Yeah, I know. It's energy.
Yeah.
And energy showed right through the TV.
Well, it's weird because, like, during the hunts, like, I'll sit there and then, like, you know, it's chill, but when it happens, dude, like it's not, like, we'll be on a lockdown, we'll hear something, and then it's like, what enters my mind is, okay, here we go. This is either good or bad, you know? And it's like, it's almost like there's a brawl happening or there's like a conversation and you're like, oh, and you look over and you're like more anticipated to see what happens. Like, that's times 100, just bam, instantly. And then it's like, when it's chill, it's like, okay, you know, cool. But sometimes you never know what can come in, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way it comes off too, you know, for us.
Yeah.
I mean, me. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not there, or I wouldn't be there 5 seconds. I used to have to go down the basement where it was growing up. I was a little
calm. So with our deal, when you pass on, you don't come in the lockdowns with me, okay?
I don't know.
No, you stay outside or just stay somewhere. And then,
when I pass on, I might stop the whole person doing that. The energy's going to be gone. I'm going to take it and throw it down where it should be. Hell. That was terrible. They were terrible demons and spirits. I don't know, but those books flying off, and, you know, you could tell at the first it showed that they were pretty well stuck in the book where they were being held, you know, where the books were. And but you could see the difference when they flew, and the fear generated right through the TV to me. Yeah. Both you and Nick. Yeah. Hell.
Oh, yeah, we all get scared. It's like,
I know it. I know you do, but I get mostly scared when you're down. Well, anybody down in the basement or up where the worst part is, I think, you know, in my opinion, I think the spirits and whatever they are, you know, spirits or the other, I think you draw them more than anybody.
I think I do too, because I don't really like, I don't come home and cleanse myself. I just ride it out. Like, if there's a funk that comes back, instead of being afraid of it, I go, okay. And like with the voodoo, it took me like a month, and I was just, I called you. It was just like chilling. I was just, what are you doing? Nothing. You know, I was just down. I just chilled. Like, it's part of the game. I wasn't depressed, but it was like I was. And then it was just, but it was like, okay, I'll sit at home, just work done, get work done. And then when I go on another hunt, you know, just keep working. And that way I'm not thinking about it so much. And it's kind of my way of doing it. And so it's weird, but it was there for a little while, the funk, and then it kind of just drifted away. Well, I actually got some help. I got a good friend of mine. She came in and did a cleansing, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, she did?
Well, yeah, like a cleansing of, not really a cleansing, more of just like that. I call it the voodoo sludge. That's what I kind of call it. And it was like there's a whole bunch of that just lingering around on me. And it's like I couldn't get my head to think, okay, get rid of it on your own, Aaron. It was like instead of cleaning my own grunge away of it, it was kind of like I just couldn't get past the whole mind block and the whole, like, I couldn't get out of my – not, I won't want to say it's depression. It kind of was, but at the same time it wasn't. It was like just a funk. You know what I mean? And so a month and a half, 2 months went by, and I was just having bad luck. So I just decided, okay, well, let's get this funk away. So I kind of just, like, it wasn't a cleansing. It was more of just, I don't know how to explain it.
It was like clearing your mind.
A little bit reiki. Reiki's where you kind of, like, cleanse a little here and there. But I don't know. I don't like messing with the things, because, like, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm out there hunting for a reason. So if I come back and get cleansed all the time, then when I go out there, I may not get the evidence that I get. So I kind of just do my own thing. You know what I mean? And I'm good at it. Yeah. I'm strong-willed. I can handle a lot of stuff. I mean, look what I've been through. But that voodoo one was just like, that's like signing a contract with a corporate company you do not want to be part of. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that, but you sign it anyways, and then you're like, oh, shoot, what'd I just do? And you feel like you're trapped. So what happens is like, instead of getting out, I had to, like, I couldn't get out of it. So what I did is I had to, like, you know, have another, like, it was almost like, you know, joining another corporation and realizing what that corporation was about. That's like, metaphorically speaking, like the voodoo, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't know, but I was sure depressed before all day yesterday. I thought I was going to, and then because the night before I turned it over and I couldn't sleep good, and I turned it over and I saw one of those black things go, I've seen it twice now, go across the, I don't have any lights on, but I could.
You know what's weird you say that? A lot of my close friends that I've had experiences with, or like for some reason, like, you know how like we're all pretty close. We can all, you know when something's wrong, I know when something's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, right. And so,
like,
with you.
All, yeah, and so like all these, like some of my close friends have been actually during that whole moment and recently have been seeing like this weird shadow thing. And like I always, like,
that's,
I was telling you last time,
and
like I was telling you last time, like grandpa came in through someone and they explained him in detail. I told you all about that and how, like, you know,
I,
they're like, hey, your grandpa's
that.
Here. And I go, okay, what does he look like? When I asked later on, I was like, what do you look like? There's only one way you know what grandpa looks like. And she's like, he looked like a turtle. And I was like, dude, that's grandpa.
Yeah.
Because his wrinkles. And so it's like, it's weird, but I think, like, either... Oops, that's my phone. Either there's something going on to the point where, you know, I was meant to do this for some weird reason, or there's a connection going on, or something. There's something strong in our family that keeps us safe, but it was just like, it's weird. It's like, right, and it's just like something's looking out for us a lot of times. And I got a feeling it's grandpa. I keep getting told it's grandpa a lot by the people I trust, and and it's only because I keep getting told he feels sorry for something he did, so he's trying to like make up for it. And so, and you know, I mean, we don't have to get into it, but you know what I'm saying. And so,
yeah,
it's like,
when this shadow passes my door opening, it goes like comes from like the television in the living room, probably, but it crosses that way and goes, it's gone. All I see is a shadow. It's huge and it's humped over. And it's a black shadow. And the first time I saw it, I just, and I get depressed, and then I got depressed yesterday, day before yesterday, and then that night, I saw it, and I got up and went in, turned the lights on in the kitchen, and looked around, and I know it's a shadow person as you walk through it, so I know those things, but...
Well, it's not bad, probably, because what I'm getting at it, because I've been seeing a lot in my house, like, it's really weird, like... I'll see, what's really odd about my house lately is the paintings in my house mean something to me, and it's like, so it's like I see these like weird mist or shadows go from one painting to another, and then it's like the painting almost moves sometimes. It's really weird, but like sometimes it'll jump around to things the way I'm just sitting there thinking about something, and all of a sudden like I'll see it, and it'll jump from one, like Aaron's Inferno, and it's like my hell painting, right, like my own hell, and then it'll jump over to like my dream painting, and then one of my dream paintings, and I'll be like, okay, I'll look at it, and then I'll start thinking, and then I'll see it jump over to something else, and then something else, and I'm like, oh my god, dude, that just totally made sense in a weird way. It's so weird, but a lot's been happening. I mean, there's like, there was bad. As soon as I got rid of the voodoo sludge, it was like I felt so much better. It was weird.
But see, you're being, they're coming into your body. That's what are you, you're being invaded with it.
No, they're just hanging out. Whatever it is, like it's been hanging out for a long time. And I used to think it was scary, but now I'm starting to realize it's not. And if it is, it's not around me. It's like having a pit bull, and the pit bull's cool around you, but everyone else is an asshole too, you know what I mean? Like, so
yeah.
So it's kind of that way. It's like, it's weird, and I think what's happening is there's some sort of thing happening, and I'm cool, I'm good. I mean, the last one, the voodoo one got me, but the rest of them, I'm always good. And so it's like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I come home like, what? My house gets active. I think sometimes when things follow me home, it's like bringing a spirit into the house. It's like a dog's. When a new dog shows up in the group, they kind of smell each other and argue for a second, then they're buddies. And it's kind of the same thing, I think, that happens here. But it was like, when that voodoo thing happened, it was like everything was pushed to the side. Like, it was like my room that I have with all my, I don't know, objects and cool stuff I've got. It was like they were stuck in that room. They could not leave. It was the weirdest thing. It was.
Oh, that's weird.
And so now it's like, but now I'm like, oh, and I'm, it was like I was in such a fog, and now I'm back to like, you know, kind of like how I am, like Mother Nature. My thoughts are like, okay, Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's like, it's weird. It's like all that stuff just came back to me after it was done. And I didn't realize it wasn't there. It was like this weird fog. So weird.
Well, this black thing that I see that I think is a shadow person, it looks exactly the same both times.
Yeah, that means it is. That means it's usually something that's, it's probably not scary or evil. It's probably just, sorry, that's my phone.
Well, there's a lot of people die in here, but I don't know who'd come back.
Right. But I wouldn't be scared of it. Honestly,
I wasn't scared. It's funny. I wasn't scared, but I did. I was curious. I did get up and go look in the kitchen and every place. But that last, when it happened the other night, but the other time I wasn't scared. But I've had a lot of things since Max, you know, I was with him 24/7 for 7 years. I never left that cat. Slept on the side of my bed, you know, at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
And I feel it. I wake up and it's like he jumped up on the bed. I mean, I feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I believe cats are energies. I mean, I kind of have a theory I've been thinking about lately that, like, if you were a bad person, you were stuck in a animal's body, like a dog or a cat. Maybe not a cat, because cats got attitude. But dogs for sure, because like think about it. If you're a bad person and you're a bad person to someone you knew, let's say your wife or something, and you pass on, so you have to come back as something and sit there and watch human nature happen, and then at the same time, you watch like someone kissing and holding each other at night or whatever, and it's like you're just fuck, you know, you're so angry, but you're stuck, and so the only thing you've got is to wait for them to come home. I think animals are like suffered souls from a past. I'm starting to think that one, not all of them, but maybe I'm not saying it's true, but I'm thinking.
Oh, but Max was so
right. Well, cats are different. Cats,
I always feel good when I think he's ghosted in my room, you know.
Yeah.
But that's probably stupid to think that, but I don't know why.
Not at all. There's ghost animal spirits, I think, out there. I mean, they say all animals go to heaven or dogs or whatever, but, like, I don't know. I think an animal is just... I mean, there's proof that stuffed animals, you can do EVP with stuffed animals because, like, some kid gives so much emotion into that stuffed animal and it goes...
Yeah, it could be their emotion.
Right. It's like, it lingers around. So, like, a cat, I mean, it's not human, but it knows... your love, and so you never know, man. It probably does chill. Because who knows? But, who knows, man?
Well, we don't know.
In 100 years, we'll know, but...
but God now, knows he's the only one that does. You know, he's got the devil overruled, so that's right. Only
funny. You never know, too. It could have been, like, a bunch of energies or past lives that are, like, still lingering around. The cat was just a past life of something else. And then when you go, it's like you and the cat's energies are there. But really when you die, you're like, oh, look, that's not a cat. That's, you know, someone you knew. You know, it's a weird thing. But I don't know. It's just I believe in many past lives you're reborn. Certain people
I'm starting
are.
To. I mean, I don't really I can't hardly go there because I'm so stuck on my ways.
That doesn't mean it can be wrong. I mean, who's to say Jesus didn't say some people will come back down to heaven or down to earth in a different form? In a way, he did, right? But it's like, I mean, there's so much stuff I think left out that, but whatever.
I know.
Who knows? Who knows? But I do think it's too coincidental that past life things happen. If that's the case, then there's got to be a good reason for it.
I just called my grandma, so I thought I'd record it. Just a real-life conversation about the voodoo. I don't know. It's kind of cool. Instead of just letting her know, I just started rolling. So that was just a conversation. She didn't know she was being recorded.
I can't believe that. That doesn't call on Saturday or Sunday, ever.
Hey, so...
But he's honest every time.
Yeah. Hey, I can't talk. I got to go because I got to go get T-shirts and all this stuff. And so my buddy's outside waiting for me.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
He just texted and said that he was outside waiting for me. So I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, Doug was just leaving to go. They're going to go get something to eat or something. So I'm not going to call him back. There's no use. He just called to see how he knew I was depressed. when I talked to him the other day. So he wouldn't understand. I wouldn't. You know, he just knew I was depressed by my voice. That was when I'd seen it. Oh, and then I saw last night. I tell you, that was more. I almost called. I picked the phone up and I came in and made sure I had I know your number by heart, but I thought, what if I get it mixed up? Because, you know, it's this time of night. And it wasn't late that late, but I wanted to be sure. And then I thought, no. I'll get him. He's probably out with all his friends and watching it.
I was just chilling at the house, and then I had to go do a bunch of work. Yeah, but I got to go because he's sitting outside waiting for me.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
No
that
problem.
That makes me feel good. I love you.
I love you too, Grandma.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.